I think finally it's harvesting time. So we have been growing some kind of crop, and probably now it's appropriate time to harvest it, otherwise grains will just go under that land. So, you know, in these past 4 weeks, somehow we have been exploring our insight and shifting from one to another, like few shifts, I think people felt. So to have, to bring back all the grains from this harvest, what is advised is now maybe whatever time is left, like so far what we have been trying, kind of, you know, disconnect from outside and, you know, connect to in, kind of like, this is what we have been trying, like, you know, coming to hall, lying down, closing eyes, and disconnect out, and somehow have been connecting to in. And in also in this in, like, there were like several shifts. So now, if what can we do is, like, if we can, where we are connected to in, you know, keep on connected there and try to open eyes and, you know, move hands, you know, try to act while connecting in where you are connecting now. Like before you did, like, you disconnected and then made the connection. Now because you had made the connection, so carry on the connection and try to activate your body from there, you know, try to send commands to your fingers, to your mouth, to your eyes, so that body start listening commands from where you are. You don't have to come out to send command to body. So, like, you know, maybe these few days, if we can try this other way, kind of like really keeping the connection and sending signals to body, and maybe, you know, of course, it's for the body, it will be like little difficult because it's not used to listen these signals, but this can be done, you know, it's like, and always forgive yourself when you make a mistake, because many times you will come out and send signals, so always forgive, because it's, you know, it's like making mistake is very usual, so just to accept that and try to, you know, go back again and, like, just turn the whole meditation into kind of different way. We just try and see what happens. And today I have this very small book with me. And this book is called Bhagavad Gita. You know, Gita, I think all of you have heard this name. And this is like a dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, like one of his, I think, you know, only of his disciples, because, like, he's a teacher who, I think, like, I had, you know, like, I was trying to find what should be this relationship between, like, a teacher and a so-called student, like I say friend, you know. And like this book helped me because at one place Arjun, like who's supposed to be disciple of Krishna, you know, like and at one place he says that so far I never saw you more than my friend, you know, like I always felt that you are only my friend. And I have been calling you like Yadav, like, you know, like these simple in, like addressing you with these very, very simple words. And today, because of what is happening between us, I am feeling that you are my kind of teacher. So I really beg pardon to you because I haven't known that you are also my teacher, you know. I was only knowing that you are only my friend. So I thought maybe this is like a, this will be a kind of a good relationship, you know, to be friends, and then when time comes, you know, maybe not to be anything other than the friend. So somehow, like I found in this book this way. And I'm going to read like one chapter because this book contains 18 chapters. And so I think if anyone has any questions about Gita, like about this book, you know, because, you know, to describe, you know, I think, you know, the whole time will be. So if you have any question, otherwise. What? This? Writing? So I'm going to read the 14th chapter of this book. And because so far Krishna has been like talking to Arjuna like one way, and then realizing that Arjuna has not understood, so he keeps on talking like all the ways, and this is like the 14th chapter, means like 14th way, you know, he's talking to him. And here he's saying, Param Bhuya Pravakshyam Jnananam Jnan Uttamam Yat Gyatva Munayah Sarve Param Siddhimito Gata. So he's saying like, I'm again going to speak to you, Arjun, like one way, which is which feels good to me to speak to you. And he's saying like, really knowing that all the sages, they have like, actually he's using word param siddhimito gata. Like generally in the life, like we whatever we do, motivation is to gain something, like always, like when we are motivated, there is like a imaginary result, kind of like we see that and then we act. And Krishna is saying like, all the sages, somehow they went beyond this system, like beyond the system of imagine a gain and then be motivated. So saying like, param siddhimito, like beyond this system of gain and then acting for gain. So saying like, I'm going to speak a way which, from which all the sages have gone beyond this system, like system of actually, like, you know, if we see ourselves in this system, like what happens, like when you maybe say just like, you know, you read on internet that, you know, the Open Dharma is like offering this 35-day retreat, and then suddenly like mind imagines that, ah, you know, maybe this might be a good time to figure out my relationship, you know. And then you like send an email to the managers. Or like so many reasons, like you read and then you find out, maybe this time I can use for figuring out this, you know, like for figuring out like my, like many, many things. And so saying like this is one system through which all human beings act. But there is another system which is not because of this, you know, like you really you know, you really live out of pleasure, out of you know, it's very difficult to, because it's like also like in this way also we receive some pleasure, you know. And then to define this pleasure and another pleasure, you know, is like it's very so, like, we can say that Krishna is saying, like, I'm going to speak, maybe because of that you can be out of the system, no? Out of the system of being motivated because of gaining something. And probably you come to another system where gain is not gain anymore, and losing is not losing anymore. Like you are just happy to be, and gain and losing doesn't matter. So saying like all the sages, they have gone to that system through this, like the way what I will speak, you know, Krishna is saying that I'm going to speak to you that way, through which all the sages has gone beyond this usual system of living. And now saying, idam jnanam upasritya mam sadharma agata sarge api no pajayante pralaye nacha bethanti cha. And now he's saying, if you make shelter of this knowledge, this knowing, and through that, if you come to my Like he's saying, sadharma agata. Like if you come to my side, like if you come where I am. You know, it's not that, like if you know this, like, you know, you will have same fruit. So Krishna is saying like not, if you can make this knowledge shelter, like a way, like a plane, you know, and you can come to my side where I am, then certainly, like, you know, then he is promising that if that happens, then he is saying, sarge api no pajayate, you will not even feel like being born in heaven, you know, because it will be out of your, you will not feel that, you know, you should be born in heaven. And also, like if pralaya means like when earth collapsed, like all the solar system collapsed, that is called pralaya. And also, if all of the solar system collapsed, then also that will not be difficult for you. You know, you easily will kind of, you know, you will not freak out, you know. Like even in this kind of situation, you will not freak out. Like, you know, this will be the result of this. Like if you really see my point, and seeing my point, travel to me, you know. Like travel to Krishna, where Krishna is. Like before that, he's not promising. You know, this promise is after you have made shelter of what I'm telling and really traveled to my side, then only this is possible, that you don't feel like being born in heaven even. You don't feel any freaking out even when all the solar system is collapsing. And now he's saying very, very, like, mam yoni, mam brahm, tasmin garv dadham aham. And actually, Krishna is like having a male body. And now he's saying like, my vagina, you know, like, he's having a male body, but he's saying that actually, my vagina is like I'm born through my own vagina, you know. Like certainly like body was born through his mother. But now he's saying like, you know, who I'm born through my own like system. And tasmin arth dadham aham. And after being born again through me, this is the place I keep to live, you know. Like, this is where I'm living. I'm living from the place which I gave birth myself to myself, you know, like, no, but like not my mother, but me gave birth to. And another thing is saying, sambhava sarva bhutanam tato bhavati bharat. And it's not that I was born with some special siddhis, you know, like he's saying, and it's possible to all human beings, you know. It's not that, you know, I'm an avatar. Like Krishna is not saying that I'm an avatar. He's saying like, you know, I made myself to be born again through my own system, through my own vagina. And this is not like only possible for me, it's possible for every human being, you know. Not think that, you know, I'm a special case, you know. I'm also same as you. And this birth is possible to everyone. सर्व योनिस कौन्तेय मूर्तयः संभवन्त्याः तासां ब्रह्म महि योनिहं बीजप्रदः पिता। Saying, Arjun, like from Kaunte, all mother give birth to a like a, to a body. Like, he's saying like all mothers, they give birth to a body, and and this giving birth to a body is possible because so, because Krishna is saying, like, because where I am after giving birth to myself, that is the, this place is the potential like through which bodies can take birth. So saying like in that way I'm like father of all, because you know, like where I am, that this place has potential so that like mothers can give birth to a body. Like, you know, this is like a so saying, Bij Pradah Pita. So somehow I am the potential father of all. Like Krishna is saying, like I'm that makes sense, or
it doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what Krishna is trying to say, like if this place where Krishna is, you know, if that is not, then it will be difficult to give birth to bodies. Like, kind of like he's saying, like I play a essential role in all the bodies. Kind of like, you know, it's like a. Like somehow this what happens when a mother gives birth is like one potential is like one potential is given appropriate opportunities, like, and this potential somehow comes from this this place where Krishna is saying, I am, like. So like what he's saying, like when a mother gives birth to a child, like one potential is given appropriate circumstances to be born as body. But this mother cannot, you know, this potential has to come from the place where Krishna is. Now he's talking more like on our kind of realm, you know. And he's saying, Sattvam rajastam iti gunah prakriti sambhava nibandhant mahabaho dehe dehinam abhyam. And then, now he's saying like, having this potential, then there are qualities of nature which like are sattva, raj and tamas. And they are like a, like, tamas is kind of like laziness, and that also like when you sleep, like tamas is on, and that is helpful to make you kind of rested and act, you know, like after. So, like all the gunas, tamas, then is rajas, like when you are activating, when you are doing things. And sattva is when these two gunas, like the tamas and actions, they are balanced, like you do enough, you know, like you are not like workaholic and also not lazy, you know, like something in between, you know the balance. And that is called sattva. So he's saying nature, like together with these three gunas, you know, creates the body having the potential from me. Like potential, nature, mother, like mother gives appropriate circumstances, then these three gunas, like sleeping, acting, and having balance. All this is in the, like, all this helps for a body to be created. Tatra sattvam nirmalattvam prakas manamayam sukh sangen bathnati jnan sangen vanak. So saying, now he's talking about like a, what are the fruits of these three gunas, and he's saying sattva, the balance activity really helps you to like actually our experiences, you know, being workaholic, like it's not fun, you know, like it's like really you work too much and then body is not rested and then you feel, you don't feel good. And also when you don't do enough, like, you know, also body needs to, like many times, you know, like when you don't do anything, then you feel like kind of walking, doing something. So what Krishna is saying, like, you know, good situation is like when you have done enough, not like very much, then body feels good about this, and you also feel also appropriate, like things are there, you know, like if you don't do anything, you know, you have to be a beggar, kind of, you know, somehow you have to beg. And when you do more, then you have no time to enjoy, because actually, like, you are busy all the time, and, you know, if children are smart enough, they enjoy, actually, you know, like, because, and you don't, like, you know, I have few friends who really do, like, you know, they are working till 2 a.m., and then again, like morning, maybe again start at 10. So this is like almost sleeping time, and then kind of like little time for, you know, their daily activities. And then, like, because like I'm their friend, so then they really share their heart, and they say that I really hate my children when I see them happy because of my money, because of my work. Like, this is like, and not that they were like a bad father, you know. He was not like a bad father, like a good father, but really feeling this, that, you know, because of my working, you know, they really enjoy, and I have no time to really kind of, you know, do anything for me. So this is what happened, like when you really do work too much. And also, like, when you do nothing, then you have to beg always, kind of, yes, like that kind. So Krishna is saying, like, you really have to find a way where there is enough activity and enough rest so that you can enjoy. Yes.
I thought the gunas are kind of states of mind.
No, it's...
That's not just about outside, but so like, yeah. Clarity...
Yeah, more clarity, but also like when that clarity is there, then you act like that. Like if that clarity, that you know, that thing is inside, then also that, like what is inside is also outside, you know. Like your, all your actions are according to your mind state. Like first thing is mind state and then activity. So also, like, from outside, you know, the activity, like if you are speaking from outside, it's activity, and then inside is mind state.
And the gunas come and go, or you have an influence on them?
No, actually, they come and go, and also, like, one of them dominate, you know, like, in one person, one of them will be dominating, somebody will be dominated by, like, a... you know, doing too much, somebody doing like too less. And it's like to find balance, it's like very rare people find balance. And now he's saying that... Yeah, yeah, it's Indian friend, you know, and like a, yeah, actually like a, you know, he's like, you know, IAS, you know, this Indian Administrative Services, and he was like secretary next to chief minister, like, and one day, 2 a.m., like, he called me and said, you know, come, otherwise I'm going to be mad, you know, like, I have to share a few things, otherwise And I have no, because these people have no friends, because if they have friends, you know, they have to kind of, so then I went, like, and then this sharing was happening at 2 a.m. in the night. Yeah, in administrative job, like the kind of job I have, you know, if I work, you know, I have to do like this, you know, like same thing. And there was another friend, like, you know, who used to be chief minister, like who died now, and like, you know, he was also sharing, like, you know, he just told me the story of his life, you know, like he said, like my younger brother said, that I should, like, you know, just fight this election, and because of my younger brother, I did this, and now, like, by that time he was chief minister of UP, and he said, like, since then I have, like, not even like 1 hour, you know, feeling good, you know, like always there is something, you know, always, like, I except me, all the family enjoys, you know, everyone enjoys. Yeah, this was like his report.
What advice did you give your parents?
You cannot give more, like, much advices, because, you know, like, it's, they cannot, like, you know, the advice I will give, you know, just, you know, get out of here, you know, kind of, you know. And that is, like, very difficult for them, because, like, everything, you know, like, because, you know, these like, higher post, you know, like, even, like, you know, I remember, like, at 7 a.m., like, at my home, you know, like, when I used to do, like, 7 a.m., there will be, like, 20 people waiting outside my house, you know. And then I will be finished meeting them around 11:30, and then get ready to go to workplace. Like, this is their life. Like, you really have to wake up early. And by that time, like, many people are waiting already outside your house. And you really, some people you say, I don't have time. But to some people you cannot say, because they have special influence. So you have to meet them. And then you go to office. And then it's like a, because the actual work happens in the night. Like administrative job, you know, it's always, because during daytime it's always like public, you know, people come to see you. So you really cannot do your job. So you really have to find time after 10, you know, from 10 to 2 is like generally working time. Like, you can do what you want to do, actually, because then nobody is kind of, so this is kind of their life. And because it's so much kind of like everyone feels that you are so great, you know, except you, because everyone, you know, is like this in front of you. So then you don't let go of this, because you feel, you know, because everyone feels I'm great, so I must be great, kind of. And then it's like very difficult to let go of this. So it's saying, like, when you have find this balance, then there can be, like, you can be attached to two things. One is, like, with feeling happy, and another is with, like, knowing that you feel happy. Like when you when somebody has found this balance of working and resting, then there is enough to enjoy. And here, like he's saying that there are two possibilities. Like when you really enjoy, you can get attached to enjoyments, or the knowing of, like, you know, the feeling, what you received as enjoyment. And he's saying, like, if you, like here, if you make a mistake of getting attached with enjoyments, not with the feeling of, like, enjoyment, then this is not good, because then every time you have to, like, find things to enjoy. And if you are together with this feeling without having the objects to enjoy, you really can go to the feeling and enjoy. So saying, like, the better situation is, in this situation, if you can really feel connected to the feeling of enjoyment, not to the object. Because otherwise you have to be the slave of objects.
Enjoy
that.
You can be attached to joy itself.
Yeah, like this is what he's saying, like you can really be connected to the joy, and then slowly, like, what will happen, that slowly you will know a way that you yourself is enough, you know. You don't need any object. So this is why, like he's saying, like if you do this way, then slowly you will feel that all your objects are leaving you, because somehow you can enjoy because of being, you know, you. And then now he's talking about raj, like about the activity, saying rajo ragatmang vidhi trishna sang samudbhavam tan nibathnati kaunteya karma sangen dehinam. And this raj, active state of mind, is like there has to be always ambition involved in this. Like when you really want to be active, there has to be ambition, you know, there has to be something to activate you. Like because bodies are not so active, like as active it needs. So saying, like, there has to be some ambition. You have to have some goal to wake you up, you know, early in the morning and to finish it like 2 a.m., you know. Like without ambition, without a goal, one is not able to do this, Krishna is saying. So, Trishna Sang Samudbhavam. So saying, like, you really have to be together with ambition, and this state of mind or this state comes if ambition like, you know, if you are together with ambition, like this state is born out of ambition, and Only then this can be. Then you can be workaholic and ti tannibathnat kaunte karma sange dehinam. And then this state really binds the body with the activity. Like, because you really, from inside, you really want to achieve your goal, and that makes your body active all the time, you know, like all the time you really have to finish this, finish that. And talking
in an earlier book about getting rid of ambition or ambition.
Yeah. Now here he is talking like how things are. Krishna is talking like how, like what is the mechanism behind this? Like, you know, like later maybe he will talk like getting rid of ambition. But now he is talking like why, like generally why I am like this, you know, like he is talking like why a sattva person is like that. Because what is the inner mechanism of, like when we are workaholic, what is the inner mechanism of that? What is the inner mechanism of when I am like a sattva, you know? So it's like talking inner mechanism, and then maybe knowing this inner mechanism, like generally like we feel, like generally we make a statement, you know, I am like this, you know, there is no way that I can change, you know, like general impression is like that. So what Krishna is trying, like really letting us know, you are like this because these and these things are, you know, your priorities. And if you leave one of them, you know, you will be not like kind of same. तमः तत्त्वज्ञानदं विद्धि मोहनं सर्वदेहिनां प्रमाद आलस्य निद्रा भि निबध्नात् भारत. एंड डोंट सेइंग लाइक दिस सम दी लाइक people who are lazy, they are like, actually he's saying like the bodies like to be lazy, you know, like somehow bodies, they like to be lazy. So somehow if somebody is lazy, you really have to activate, you know, your body. And pramad alas nidra, like, you know, feeling not fresh, feeling idle, feeling sleepy, these are the results of somebody who is in the tam, in the like yeah, like tamas, you know. I don't know in English what is tamas.
Is it dull or lethargic?
Dull, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So maybe we can stop here for today.
What? Can we hear about the
stuff? About the tamas?
No.
Sattva is first. Like Sattva, Rajas and then Tamas.